The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Samech. Today's daf is being studied. The Eidim Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eidin Amen Ve'Elim Nishmat Sofia Bat Frida Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eidin Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shalima Miki Ben Jami and the Refanelo Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf. وأتوكل على الله لخيني رسولنا عمر آمين. Begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet. We are three lines from the bottom. هي حبيتة لحمرة. The barrel of wine. دشتكين لبرزة. So the spigot came off. So the spot that the spigot comes off, so there's a hole. أتى عبيد كوكبيم. So the goy came. So he jumped. He jumped. Kafatz. And he put his hand to spigot to close it so the wine doesn't leak out. So the question is, what about the wine now? He touched the wine, basically. Rashi says, "Derei oved kuchavim, kafatz oved kuchavim." Means literally he carried himself, he lifted himself up to go do it. She says higbiya v'nasa atzmo la'amod b'mekomo v'kafatz la'atzil. What's the status of the wine? Amar papa kol delehadeh barza hamra asur. The flow of wine that's next to the spigot is asur, all the other wine in the barrel is okay. Rashi ki luach hasamuch lenekev asur b'shtiya. He didn't shake the wine. It's a very narrow opening, so he can't get in there to shake the wine. So all he did is touch it at that spot. So we're going to say it b'shtiya, but mutar b'hana'a. It's like a chumra, will be mahmir just on the wine next to the spigot. Even though there's no shikshuch. Still asur b'shtiya mutar b'hana'a. Gemara says v'idach shareh, and the rest is mutar. She says af b'shtiya the kasavar stadin nav hiburu li'asir kol hayayin. So he holds it's not considered connected. We consider it's two separate zones. In the barrel, you have the wine next to the spigot, and then you have the stuff that's above the spigot, and then below it, and all over. It's not considered hibur. The spigot is considered its own zone. So therefore, even though that's asur, it doesn't say it, the rest of the barrel. Benetel chita kibete. She right away tells us it's not halakha. Damuki rab yemar miltadra papa ketanaeh. We're going to see that. The Gemara is going to say what Rav Papa just said is actually subject to a machloket amongst the Tanaim. We'll see. V'kamne Rav Papa k'Rabbi Yehuda d'Yehida. And they're going to say that Rav Papa was actually following the Shtav Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is only da'at Yahid against the rabbis that argued. V'yahid v'rabim, alakha k'rabim. D'padigi Rabbanan aleh. V'amri ben mitzida ben mipiya temeha d'kulal habur. Rabbi is going to say the whole barrel is asur. Everything's connected to each other, and therefore the whole barrel is asur. This is asur, it's touching each other, and therefore it's one, at the end of the day, it's one barrel of wine. So Rashi by the way tells us, don't worry, this is not the halakha of Rav Papa, we go like the Shitav Hakamim. Vika de Amre, there's another version of Rav Papa. Before we get to the Mahlok, there's another version. Amar Rav Papa, Adab Barza Hamra Asir, V'idach Shari. Whatever above the Barza, is asur. Whatever is below is mutar. He makes another type of hiduk. Again, point is the whole barrel is on asur again. This version, a little more is asur. Whatever is resting, let's say on top, sitting on the wine that's on the barza, above it, that's asur. Whatever is below it, separate zone again. As she ad barza, kol yayin shedem ala nekev, asudikav and dekulin nimshach ahara nekev, that's it. Because since it's, the gravity is pulling it down to go out of the nekev. To go out of the hole. So therefore anything that's on top that's destined to come down to go out of the nekev, that's going to be asur. Havi lechigbur v'asur. Masha Inkin, what's at the Nikim, but below, that's already okay. Again, a little more Mahmi than the first version, but still, he doesn't say the whole barrel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yemar, this is what she told us already is coming. Rav Yemar said, Ketana'eh. This is what the Papa just said, told us, that, you know, that the whole barrel is not a suud, is actually subject to a machloket amongst the Tana'im. Not by Yayin Nesek, by a different item, Habit. The Habit is filled with Tiruma, wine of Tiruma. Shinekeba, hole got pierced, there's a hole in the barrel. Now, Ben Mipia, whether it got the hole on top, at the mouth of the barrel, ben mishuleha, whether it got a hole on the bottom, ben mitzideha, on the side, ben agabo tevul yom. Okay, and tevul yom, that's somebody that went to the mikveh but still needs to wait till the night to become tahor. So tevul yom is asur still, is tameh. We touched it. Temeah, bingo, the whole barrel is asur. So stop right there. So you see the rabbis arguing on a papa. They don't say, oh, it's on top, it's on bottom. It doesn't matter. They put his hand on the wine to stop it. Hibur. The whole barrel is hibur. They put all things asur. So right away you see the rabbis arguing on a papa. That's what Hashi told us. So the halakha is going like a papa. Now where did the papa get his shita from? From Rabbi Yehuda? Continue. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Omer. Piyam Mishuleha Temea. Whatever's on top and whatever's on bottom is asur. Logic being, let's say he touched on the side over here. So bim piya, whatever's on top is resting on that wine, it's hibur. Whatever's on the bottom is also resting on it, it's asur. However, mitzidea teura mikan u mikan, the wine that's on the side of the nekiv, above it and below it is tahor. Actually, I read it from Rashi's eyes. Let's read it like Rashi, not like I told you. Look at Rashi here. Read Rashi, Ketanae. Itmar hadra papa, velav de vrea koli. It's not unanimous. Shuleha shte yoshevet alehen. By shuleha, so you have the base of the barrel, where all the wine is resting on the barrel, on the base. Shekul habit shebetamud kadim shel heresin. Look, they were all made out of heres, so it had a database. Nekeba mepiha, so it got a hole on top. Huil bechol yain shelemata nasa basis le'alyon. Right, since all the bottom wine is a base to the top wine, havi chibur umishuleha nami, and if you got the hole, let's say on the bottom, everything's going to be asud. Why? Huil bechol yain nimshach har nekev. Because again, since at the end of the day all the wine is going to find its way outside to the nekev, to the hole, so therefore it's also considered one, havi chibur. So again, whether the hole is on top or whether the hole is on the bottom, everything's going to be asur. Aval, that's quoted of Rabbi Yehuda. Aval nekev mitzideha. But let's say you have the barrel has the hole on the side of it. Mikan umikan, kera papa. That what? That only that area is going to be asur. So top bottom, where you can say it's resting on each other, that's a problem. But mitzideh according to the papa, only the stuff on the side is going to be asur, not more. The rabbanan netul de la papa hekach netul ketak kevetev kud asur b'shtiyam utabahana. Okay, so we found the machloket on the subject of yaturuma ketanaim. Now the Gemara gives another case from the papa. Amar a papa. Okay, this is the case of barrels and flasks or cups. What's going to be the deen? Jews holding the cup, the goy is pouring from the barrel. He didn't touch the wine, but he's touching the barrel, and he's pouring into the cup, and the Jew's holding the cup. What's going to be the deen? That's the papa's case now. Dana is the barrel. V'Yisrael akuba. And he says carrying the cad, carrying the pitcher. So what would you say? He's pouring, well, definitely moving, it's causing it to move. Hamra asir. The wine is asur. My tama, why? It's coming from his kawah. Rashi. Israel akuba. That's the kan roh hazom yedo. Hamra asur. Banaa. Danunami yain shebizago avet kuchavim. Right. It's not worse than when the goy diluted it with water. We said it's also asur when he pours the water when he's causing the wine to. It's yain of Yisrael that he's pouring into the cup of a Jew. So he's saying, what's the she'elah? Well, he didn't touch the wine b'yadayim. Why he's doing it on the, not doing it on the Avodah Zarah? The act of Shishu. You say, what's the Hava Amina you want to know? Yes, it's so Pashut. He says over here, Din ze shaved le mikre she mazag oved chayim et yayim b'mayim. Okay, we said it's a sur. She'alav ne'emad le'eshu asur shum halhaka. It's only lech lech. It's only lech lech. Why is it only a chumra? Because it's not direct. That's the point. It's bekoho. Only time we say it's yayin nesek is when he's mamash puts his hand and he moves it directly. Here he's not doing it directly. He's pouring it. As a result of the pouring, it's moving in. That's a sur. That's a sur. That's Avodah Zarah. That when you put your hand in the thing, it's a problem regardless. I don't care far or close. There's no Avodah Zarah here. It's a guy sitting with a cup. A Jew guy in his house, he's holding a glass. The goy takes the barrel and pours it into his glass. So it is moving, but it's moving mikoho. Ah, so mikoho already is against the Adra Banan. It's like the case of the dilution. Only problem is if it's like the dilution. I mean, as she says here, Asur Bahana'ah.
That's why he maybe.
Now here's a problem, because by the dilution case, we didn't say it's Asur Bahana'ah. Dilution case, we said it's Asur Bishtiyah. So they all pointed out in Ashi. Ashi Omer Shayayin Asur Bahana'ah. And that's like what he said above. So someone says a Ta'ut Sofer. The Ran wants to say it's a Ta'ut Sofer in Ashi over here. And when Ashi says Asur Bahana'ah, it really means Asur Bishtiyah. In order to make him, once already you're comparing it to the other case, you have to keep it consistent. Otherwise, he reverses his opinion. Okay, fine. What's the other? What would you say the other side is? Where the goy is holding the cup, and the Jew is pouring from the barrel into the cup. What would that case be? The charas be mutar. Nothing's happening. So the Gemara says that case also. Yisrael adana, Yisrael pouring from the barrel. Ve'ovet chayim akuba. And the goy just standing there receiving it in the pitcher. Hamra share. Why? He didn't shake anything. Nothing shook. He didn't shake the wine that was in the barrel. He didn't tilt it. He's just standing there. The wine's coming in. Mekoach shel haYisrael. And then puts mutar. Ah, ve'im etzaded sedude. Asur. Asir. If he's mitzaded at sedude. What does that mean? So that she gives two interpretations. Look at that she. Hamra asur. Mishum de mekarkesh le hamra. Because he's shaking the hamra. What are we talking? Ube kuba medea askinan. We're talking about the kuba was full. Kuba meaning the pitcher was full. Dilma naga. Which means the Jew, let's say, filled up the pitcher. There was wine up to the high. And now when the Jews pouring more wine in there, and the goy's holding it, since it's filled to the top, so that she's first hashash is, that what? You're worried that his hand might have touched the wine, since it's filled to the top. That's one concern. Second pshat of Rashi, even if it's not filled to the top, kevan de mekashkesh bekabana, havi de kowach bekabana basid b'shtiyah. Which means if the goy is moving the cup, it's not filled to the top, so we're not worried about touching it. But he's mekashkesh b'kavana. What are you moving it for? Not to move it, and he's moving it in order to. That's mekoho. So therefore, that's going to be asur, and has to be asur in the garment. So again, imitzaded, meaning if it's filled to the top and the juice pouring, then you worry when the goy is holding it, his hand might touch. Oh no, even if it's not filled to the top. But the goy stops with tzaded. He's moving the cup back and forth. So therefore, you have to be a sura banan because it's mikashkesh bekavana. No, it's a Jew's wine. The Jew's pouring his own wine into a cup. The goy's holding the cup. the picture. In the Jews' house, everything is Jewish here. He said, do me a favor, hold the pitcher. But the pitcher happened to be filled already. So when he's pouring now wine into the pitcher, you want it to overflow, his hand's going to touch it. Or, no, stop, it's not filled up, but the guy's moving it. So what do you mean? The guy's moving it. That's next case, Amara Papa. Hayo vet kuchavim de darezika. He's carrying a flask. You ever see those leather flasks? So he's carrying one of those over there. Now what they do is you had the flask, and then the top of it they tie it. They make a knot so the wine doesn't come out. Bekazid Yisrael Achore. And a Jew was following him. So he saw that he didn't open it. So it was a sealed flask, and the Jews walking behind him, watching to make sure the guy didn't open, do anything to it. Malya Share. The problem is he's shaking it. When he's walking, he's shaking it. So what? It's like a sealed, it's like a filled barrel with a cork and a seal on it. He's walking with it. Oh, the Gemara says no problem. Malia Shadeh. If it's filled to the top, it's mutar. Why? Nothing's shaking. It can't shake. It's filled to the top. There's no shaking. So what's the problem? The lo mekarkesh. The Gemara says the lo mekarkesh. He can't shake it. Hasira asir. But if it's deficient, if it's not filled to the top, so now there's room to shake it. So it's a suit. Then my mekarkesh, because maybe he did it l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be a suit. Now kuba is a barrel. No, kuba is a pitcher, jug, open jug. Malia Asi is his reverse now. On the pitcher, if it's opened on top, the jug is open on top. If it's filled to the top, asur. Why? Because Dilma Naga, as he's walking, since it's filled to the top, maybe his hand touched the wine. Hasira Share. Oh. But if it's half full, let's say, or whatever, three quarters full, mutar. Dilo Naga. Yeah, I know Lo Naga, but Kishkush.
Yeah.
He's walking, shaking. No, he's not going to make Kishkush. He doesn't want to be Mekashkesh. Because Mekashkesh, the wine's going to fall out. The wine's going to fall, he's going to lose it on the floor. When you're walking with an open pitcher, the Kishkush is bad for the wine. Because what's going to happen, you're shaking it, the wine's going to spill the spillage. So therefore, the only concern is while touching in the case of an open kad. So therefore, if it's filled to the top, you're worried about you're going to touch it. Not worried about Kishkush, there's no Kishkush on the field. When it's not filled to the top, what are you worried about? Touching it, I can't touch it, it's half full. And what are you worried about? He's shaking it, why is he going to shake it? If he shakes it, he's going to lose the wine. So even if it shakes, he's against that shaking. It's negative, you don't want it to shake. Because it's going to spill. Look at that sheet. Kuba hasira shari, first white line. The in kirkush bikli patua. There's no kirkush bikli patua, an open vessel. Even though when you're carrying it, it's got to move a little, just by the mere fact that you're carrying it. In this case, the guy doesn't want the kirkush, he's not ni'ale. So it might spill. Comes out, it's koho, it's coming from his strength, but shelo bekavana. Jews want aval zika havi kirkush, right? But in the flask where it's half filled and it's closed on top, that's kirkush. It's not going to spill out. And therefore, v'domil lemekashkesh ravi nesech. Okay, so basically, if it's an open pitcher, even though there's an automatic kirkush taking place, We don't worry about it because of the fact that the goy really doesn't want it. It's shelo bekavana, and therefore it is indeed okay. Goy, what do you mean? The goy shakes a Jew's wine. That's the ayin nesir. There's three cases. There's three cases. There's where the goy pours the wine on the avodah zarah. Then you have stam yinam. That's their wine that you don't know what they did with it. Then you have our wine that they touched. Then this is Tumadat, then this is the third case. It's our wine, which is, we know is good, but then they touched it. They came to Kashkeshi. No. Nihan de Keshkush, I mean. Does he want to spoil it for us? What are we worried about, the going in the Keshkush? You're worried about doing it for Avodah Zarah. So in this case, you're not concerned in a case where the wine is going to spill. He doesn't want to spill the wine. That's why. Because it's not his wine. It's Yaki. He's working for the Jew. So he doesn't want to spill the wine. It's his job. It's to deliver the wine shalem. So the kashkush is a shulam kavana, even though it's moving a little. That mashakim, the case of the flask, with seal, he don't care if it moves a little. He's not going to lose anything. So maybe he's doing it for an essay. Ramashe Amar, Ramashe comes along and says, Zika, that's by the flask, Ben Malia Ben Hasira Shari. Oh, he holds, even if it's not filled up in the flask, Mutar. My Tama, En Derech Nisuk Pekach. That's not the Derech of Nisuk. How do they make nisuk? They put their hand in there. No, mamash. They put their hand in the wine and they splatter it. They shake it. Or they take a stick and they shake it. But not on ni'nuah kil. Okay, then that's a big kula. It's a big kareh. All right. According to Rav Asher, a wine bottle where the boy goy picks it up and shakes it. And then nisuk bekach. No problem. Closed bottle doesn't matter. Even if it's open bottle. Even if it's an open bottle and it's half full. Even an open bottle that's half full sounds like according to Rav Asher, and Dirich Shikshuk Bekach. Therefore, when the goy picks up a bottle, that's all. Get a douche. Is Rav Asher, is there a halakha there? Yeah, Zika ben Malia ben Hasira Shari. I see a halakha next to Rav Asher. Rav Asher cholek al hora'at papa rak legabe kli haser. לגבי כלי מלא מודה הוא שכאשר עובד חיב נושא אותו מגולה הוא עושה אותו משום שהוא עלול לנגוע. When it's a full bottle, you're worried still that the wine might spill and he might touch it. So that he agrees with. He's just saying on a, again it's sealed, it's tied. It's not full. Shikshuch. Next case. Ma'atsera zayra. Rapa pashari. Ravashe ve'etima rafshimi bar ashe asar. Okay, what is it? I think you have a picture over here. Have an illustration. Basically, it's a wine press of some sort where you have a screw that you turn and it pushes down a piece of wood that eventually gets lower and lower and lower until it flattens the grapes. Okay, it's basically a board. You're lowering a board on the grapes. And that crushes them. So the goy's doing that, obviously. Jew's wine, goy doing. Rav Papa comes along and says, Rav Papa says, mutar. Rav Asher says, asur. What's the logic? So Gemara says, Bekoho, kula amala peligida asir. If it's coming directly from his strength, how is it coming from his strength? He's turning it. Nashi, bekoho. Hecha da'anavim nishatim bekoho. Kegon she'ole ala nesarim. He stands on the wood. So with his body, he's pushing the wood down on the grapes. Not pulling the screw. Direct strength. He's sitting on the standing on the piece of wood, and as a result, it's pressing the grapes. That's kohol. Kohol asur. No. He's just giving you the apparatus. That's the apparatus. Now, what the guy do with it? If the guy didn't make kohol, would press it down himself. Not this, pressed it down himself. That's because he jumped on it. Look at it over here, second strength. That's turning the screw. That's bottom line. He's turning the wheel. Shikurin writes. Vihi mapelita kora. Mashur la'az. He gives it a la'az word. So what is he doing? He's turning this. So his kora is here. As a result, it's causing the screw to go down, and that's pushing the beam down. So his koah is turning the screw. Not pushing down directly. And the screw now is pushing down the beam, which is going on to the grapes. That's koah kohop. This is already a machlok. It's not direct. not direct. He didn't touch the beam itself. The beam itself. So Gemara says, Ika de Amre. Someone says that's for sure mutar. So where's the arm? Ki peligi bekoho. Someone has said that the mahloket is even in koho. Koach koho, turning the screw, mutar, quote everybody, quote this version. Yeah, what's the mahloket? Koho, when you're actually stepping on the item. Okay, so mahloket on koho. We never saw shita like this. We held till now koho zasud b'asud b'shtiya. Then we say pouring the diluting the wine. It's koho. And all of a sudden, for the first time, we're seeing that as a machloket in koho. Where do we see that? He's Abba Pishle Lamadu Shiayin Shin Eshpacha Yidin Ovid Chim Asud. Now, Papa Matil Te Yayin. Meshub She Koho She Ovid Chim Po'il Al Aravim Velo Al Yayin. Exactly. Is that the wine? Okay. It's grapes. So it's a step earlier. So if we can have a machloket on that. Okay, so you have koah. So there's koah on wine, which is a problem. And it's called on grapes. There's more room to be called on the grapes. That's the nonsense. Ik ava uvdar, it was a case. Bekoach koho ba'asan av Yaakov ben har pekod. It was a koach koho. He was turning the screw, and it was the rabbi from the har pekod was osir. So it's like the first version. That the machlok is even on koach koho. Okay, another story. Indirect touching. Hey habita. Split. So it's about to separate. The barrel is going to separate it to two. It did it. The goy jumped up. However, so he hugged it. Because he doesn't want it to split. So they want to save the wine. So he hugs the barrel. Right. Shari Rafram bar Papa Vitema Rabuna Ben Rabbi Yoshua Lazabune of the Kochavim. Mutar Bana, I said. You can sell it to a goy. Asur Bishtiya. Mutar Bana. Why is it Asur Bishtiya? Because I guess hugging the barrel of wine is Nigi Abiyain. Now you did the Farot Habit. You're touching it indirectly. Nigi Abiyain. Now you did the Varacher. It's like, it's like touching it with a stick. So touching the wine, the barrel, holding it like that. No, not that you touch the wine. Not worry about leakage.
I know, but it's like touching an open bottle.
It's like... It's not shikshuke. It's nigi'ah al yedeh. I take a stick. The goy takes a stick and then makes shikshuke. It's a problem.
That's in the wine.
That's the same thing. When you're hugging it, it's like you're touching the wine... I did a barrel.
It's on
zeal. Ulam behana'a mutar. Because he didn't make shikshuk. Shavu kirin lo shikshik tain derech defanot ha-habit. No, the Gemara says, behani mi le defaka'a le-orka. That's what he's talking about where it split lengthwise. Aval le-futya. That's what... with... So what, he wants to break, he wants to stop, so he presses down in order to,
it's leaking a little.
He wants to keep it connected. Right, it's splitting width-wise, so he wants to press down to close the crack. No, there's a crack in the width, so he wants to push down on it in order to so it doesn't leak. He holds down the top in order to keep the crack closed. Even shtiyaz mutar. Why? My tama ma'ase levena kavid. He's acting like a brick. Since the top part of the barrel is resting on the bottom part of the barrel, and they're not so far from each other, just little wine is falling, oozing between them. The oven is just putting some pressure on the top in order to close the crack so it doesn't leak. But he's not pushing the wine itself. Which means, in a case where he's squeezing it, it's like he's not moving the wine, it's like he's touching the wine. But in this case, it's the barrel alone. He's just putting pressure on it, like putting a paperweight or a brick on top of the barrel.
It's like a rope.
No, not a rope. No, it's not shikshuk. No, even if it's a full barrel. We didn't make a haluk. No. Not touching the wine, but it's considered like touching the wine. It's not sealed.
I don't understand the reason why that has to
be. Again, I'm going to read you. Dainu. Watch. Mishum shehatsmadat shne hatsay habit she'amdu liparet zemize hi negi'a biyayin al yedet defanot ha-habit v'negi'a biyayin al yedet davar aher ki'ilu nag'a biyadav. It's the way they're learning it. It's like a negi'ah, even without a shikshuch. He touched to. Otherwise, we'd all said it. Even what are we all saying this over here? Otherwise, it would be according to you, Joe. B'shikshuch would be asu b'ana'ah. We're not saying it b'ana'ah. We're saying it b'shtiyah. Why? It's negi'ah. He did a davar acher. Negi'ah. The davar acher is mutar b'ana'ah. Not sealed. It's a crack. Of course. But you're saying the length width-wise. What's the guy doing? Not considered touching the wine. It's just putting pressure on the barrel.
Not letting the wine fall down.
He didn't do anything.
Right, he didn't do anything to the wine. He's just putting pressure on the barrel to press the barrel down. That's not considered touching the wine. The Gemara says, "Ahu oved kochavim deishtekach davekae b'ma'atzata." There was a guy, he was by the press. There was no wine in the press. But there was like a little moisture from the last pressing over there. All right, residue. Now the problem was maybe the goy touched the residual stuff that was in the item. Right, see what he says here? Bederech klal, when a goy is found by the press of a Jew, you don't suspect that he touched it. Because the goy knows that he's not allowed to touch the wine. And he's scared to touch it because they're going to catch him and they're going to make him pay. However, on an empty gat, he's not scared to touch because there's nothing in there. No. Yes, that we saw yesterday. So when there's a little lachluchit over there, he's not choshesh to touch it because he says, what is it anyway? It's a little lachluchit. He's not scared that. Alright, so what happens? So let's say he touches it. Let's say the worst scenario. What happened? He touched it. So the lachluchit becomes asur. Oh, but then what's going to happen? I guess that little wine trickles down into the bor. And now the stuff in the bor is going to become asur. And it's going to lead to bigger problems. Or maybe the concern is, they say, once he touches it, you're worried since it's just sitting there, that wine is going to get swallowed, it's going to be balua into the gut. It's going to get absorbed into the wine press. And then you're going to have to make hagada on the wine press. That's the concern. It's just sitting there. So you're worried that the goy touched it, and it's not moving really, just lying there, and it went into the barrel, now oh, the press, and I have to kosher the press. Anyway, what's the Amar Vashi, I'ika tofeyach le'atfiyach. If it's wet enough that it can wet something else, what is tofeach al menat latfiyah? It's wet, yeah? If I take a cloth and I put it on the moisture, it's wet enough that this cloth can now wet something else. It's tofeach al menat latfiyah. It moistens al menat to be moistening something else. If it's that wet, what's the deen? Be'adachau be'eni gub. So you gotta clean it. You gotta clean the item. Hagala. That's how you make hagala on a gut. You gotta clean it out. Why? He says here. Kedeshu mutar shtemesh bashuv et penei hagat menakim im efer. Well, they take ashes and they run it across the, it's like a soap with water. Okay, they have to clean it. But if it's not even that amount, a small amount, just throw some water and clean it, it's okay. So it depends how much wine is over there. You don't gotta make a gada.
Shekin
ayayin abalua ba mutar. Sanik lech l'shtof etal achlohita yishal p'nei agat. Okay, you have to worry about the wine itself, so get rid of that wine. I'm not worried about the stuff that's inside. It's too insignificant. Okay, that's that. Okay, next Mishnah. Oved kochavim shenimsa omed besad abor shel yayin. Whoa, another case. What's happening over here? The goy is standing next to the bor. Im yesh lo milva alav asur. En lo milva alav mutar. Depends if the... If the Jew owes the goy money or not. If the Jew owes the goy money, the wine is asur. If he doesn't owe money, it's mutar. What's the connection? Rashi. Im yesh lo adam melva, ad yisrael asur, if he's shelo yere liga. He's not scared to touch it. He owes me money, I'll take it, it's mine. The savad, he amal li midi, ami in alu, tenao li bihobi. Exactly. Why is the goy scared to touch the wine of the Jew? Because the Jew's going to say, ah, you win my wine. Pay me. Ah, pay me, I'll keep it. You owe me money anyway. So if the goy's owed money, it's asur, because he's not scared to touch it. Because if the Jew claims him, he'll say, I'll keep it. It's coming to me anyway, you owe me money. You got it, he'll take the wine. Take the wine. Yeah. No, new story, new Mishnah, next Mishnah. New story. It's in the barat, the bor. The bor is the pit. What does he give it to him?
Questions, you have a question. Bottom line is getting hana'a, that he doesn't have to pay back the loan. You're saying something. We'll see. You're asking a good question. Bottom line, beginning hana'a, indirectly, because the loan is being paid, what's the time you know?
Something to discuss.
Continue.
Nafan Bor.
Oh, an interesting case. The goy fell in the pit. He fell, it happens. He fell into the pit. Ba'ala. He climbed up. Now that's obviously a nigya shelo bekavana. He touched it without kavana. Or midado bekane. He was measuring it. Right? He sticks the pole in there to measure the wine to see how high it is. So it's a nigya bekavana, but it's not a kavana for nisuch. It's a kavana for measuring. He tees it tzra'a bekane. What did he do?
Right.
He took a stick and he pulled out a hornet that was a bug that's in the Oshaya matfiyah al pi habit merutachat. But there was like the foam.
Yeah.
It was bubbling on top. So what did he do? He cleared off the
top.
Right. Stamping the top to take off the stuff. These cases happened, by the way. Va'amru yimacher mazru sur b'shtiyah mutar b'ana. They let him sell it, but not drinking. There's no nisuch in this case over here. Let's go one at a time. When he fell into the bor, okay, he touched it, but for sure he wasn't mitkaven for that. For sure, he was not coming at the minasek, and he had no intention even to fall in. Second case, he had kavanah to touch the wine. What was that case where he flicked he's measuring it. But it's kavanah for measuring. Or it's kavanah to flick out the hornet. And it was indirect, it was with a stick. Third case, he touched the wine with kavanah in order to get the foam off. But there's no nisuch like that, the derech tipua. That's not how you make nisuch. Nisuch is just taking one hand in the wine and you shake the thing, not to skim it. Yeah. So we're not worried about chashash over here. But the rabbis argued. Or Rabbi Shimon argued. Rabbi Shimon matir. Wow, he says mutar even b'shtiyah. He holds when you don't have a chashash, mutar. First rabbi holds. You have a hashash, so therefore you have to say it bana'a. You have a suspicion. It's not such a suspicion. It's quasi-suspicion. Rabbi Shimon, which is really right. Rabbi Shimon makes sense. If you're not suspecting that he did anything, so it should be mutar b'shtiyah. What are you worried about? He's still b'kavanah b'klal. He's doing something else. This is doing something else. He's measuring. He's flicking your horn. It's not the stam. He's doing it. With a zero kavanah, right? Different kavanah. So Bishron is matir. So what's the Malach says like this? He says we want to keep away from the goyim, right? So therefore, it's hatnut. What's marriage? So Hakamim will say the wine b'shtiyah even though you know there's no yai nesich. When he said he picked it up and you know there was no kavanah for nesich, doesn't matter. Rabbis made it soon. Hakamim should be shigret Hakamim Jew no get ben. You know, I get a hand behind a shekel of kavim. We have say shlegabu avich. It doesn't matter. Even if it touches a Jewish wine. It's a zul. Even though there's no chashash of doing it for the nesek, it's a sumshtelo. What do we show? So she enig is going to be yain asher kol mikro chavimah. That's the hadush. The Mishnah holds yain nesek only applies to the wine of the goyim. Velo birosh yisrael shel gabav etchem. But he also thinks, wow, this is the hadush. There's no stani yinam is egg wine. No. Everybody agrees yain that they put on that one as asur. Everybody agrees stani yinam is asur. Machlokes on yain shel yisrael shel gabav akum. We've been waiting for the Shita. This is the Bishimon. The Bishimon holds there's no Gezerah on a Jewish wine that was touched by a Goy.
So why give the case in the Falun Boy?
Maybe the Bishimon will agree also. That was the case of Hakamim. We're showing the Chumrah of the Hakamim. The Hakamim Oser Bana. I'm sorry, Bishtiyah. The Bishimon is Matir. By the way, מדברים משמע שאף כשנגיע ובחרבים ביין בידו, without a stick, without measuring, מתיר לבי שמון לגמרי. בדיוק, the Rizbah says that. Without fooling it. Could the Bishimon stick his hand in and go like this? Also מותר. יין שדו, בכוונה. בכוונה לשכשך. The Bishimon says there's no יין נסך by Jewish wine. That was not the Gezera. Not בנגיעה, not בשכשוך, not בנothing. The Bishimon מתיר ביין של ישראל. נו שיטה, we never saw the שיטה before. נו חדוש. לא. According to the Bishimon, Hakamim were about hatnut, marriage. Where's marriage? On their wine. I go drink this time, you know. I go, but in my house, my wine, they don't touch it. That's my wine. I'm interested. Not only fell in, even if he touched it, he put his hand in there. Finish the Mishnah. Let's finish the Mishnah.
Well, do this in my mind. It would be allowed to because it's not his.
Okay, fine. But I'm saying, last case, what happened? The goy took the habit. He was upset.
Right.
He chucked it into the bor. So there's a story like that. They said it's okay, you can even drink the wine. What did he do? We'll see in the Gemara. Okay, if it was an empty barrel, so he moved the wine with the barrel.
Oh, empty barrel.
So when he threw it into the board, it moved the wine. We'll have to see. They were material.
The barrel was full of it when he threw it in the broth.
No. We'll see the Gemara. Basically, what happened is not the shot that the wine of the barrel fell into the wine of the board. Somehow the barrel caused the wine in the board to move, and the rabbi said for some reason muta.
So we looked at the Mishnah that a Tovet Kuchavim is owed money by the Jew, and he's standing by the board, so the yain is asur because the goy is not scared to touch it, because even if he touches it, he'll take it as his loan. Again, the Jew owes the goy money, the goy is standing by the board. In that case we say asur. Normally a goy won't touch the wine because he knows if he touches the wine he has to pay. But this case says, what do you mean pay? He owes me money, so if he tells me to pay, I'll just keep it. Amar Shmuel hu sheyeshlo milva al oto yain. That's so pashut. He has to have a stipulation that he can get paid in wine. As if there's an apotheke, meaning they put a shi'abud on the wine. If you don't pay, I'm taking the wine. Then already you say the goy is not scared to take the wine. That's she. On oto yain she'asalu yisrael to yain hazeh apotheke. Apotheke means like a, put a lien on the wine. Legavot temenu dahash ta'asam chadata v'ragav lo mirtat. Now he doesn't care to touch it because the wine already is leaned towards the loan. Aval lo hayta lo milva al oto yain, but there's no milva on the wine itself. Even though there's a lien on the loan, meaning even though there's a milva, on the person. So the goy will only rationalize to touch it if the wine itself is leaned against the loam. That's the Shmuel's addition to the Mishnah. Amar Avashe, but nidina midaika. The Mishnah is midayek. It's a bigger proof to it. It's not. On Samichal, from the head, you know, Shlomit Kuchavim. Jews working for a goy, It's the goy's wine, but the Jews working b'tahara, making sure that the wine is still kashir. The Jews don't want to work on the goy's wine. And the goy is keeping it, but the Jew's going to buy it from him. So again, the Jew made the wine of the goy in the goy's premises. It's tam b'tahara, and he's going to pay for it eventually, but now it's in the goy's possession. So the goy writes a shtar to the Jew. I received money from you. He didn't receive money from him yet, but he's writing as if he received money. I'm considering it as if I got paid in full, even though you owe me the money. But for these purposes, he writes them. I'm considering it as I got paid, meaning it's your wine. Mutar. Now, even though the wine is in the goy's possession, once already the goy signs it over that I consider as if I got paid, then already we're not chashish that the goy is going to do anything wrong with the wine. Why? Look at Rashi. The Jew was crushing the grapes of the goy to sell it to a Jew. He didn't pay money yet to the goy. He leaves it by the goy and he'll pay him later on. The goy writes a mishtar, I received the money. I'm going to consider as if I got paid. You can take the wine whenever you want. Come into my house whenever you want, it's yours. So long as the Jew, as she says, has a key, he has a lock, so then we don't suspect that the goy is going to break the lock and go in there, because once already he sells it, or he accepts that it's sold, so then already we don't suspect that he's going to come and play games. However, if let's say the Jew wants to take the wine out of the goy's possession, the goy won't let him till he pays, then already the story happened in Beit She'an, the rabbis all said it. That's she. Since he owes him money, right? He owes him money against the wine. He can do whatever he wants. Which means, which means, in a case where the guy says, I got the money, so what's the logic in that case? Well, we're going to say it's mutar, because we consider it as if he pays for it, and the Jew owes money. The Jew owes the money, stam. So the goy, the Jew owes not for that wine. Meaning, the guy made the wine, we consider, he says, I got paid. But the Jew still owes him the money. Okay, the money is a halva, stam halva. So the goy is scared to touch on, even though the Jew owes him money, the goy is scared because the money is not connected to the wine anymore. That's why in the first case we say, mutar. But in the second case, where the goy says, you can't take the wine till I get paid, so in that case over there, he's putting the wine connected to the money. Pay me for the wine, and then I'll give it to you. So in that case over there, he's not scared to touch the wine, because he didn't sell it to me. So look at the note. Right, read the Gemara. Zeya ma'aseh bebet she'an ve'asru. Gemara makes a diuk. Ta'ama de'en manicho, which means the reason why the wine is asud in the last case is because the Ovid is not letting him take the wine until he gets the money. So he's holding it as a mashkon, so he can do whatever he wants with it. Hamanicho. However, if the goy would tell him, come take the wine, even though he didn't pay, even though the Jew didn't pay, shari, it's going to be permissible. Why? We can medayek from there that in order to osir the wine, it has to be money that is which means in order to osir the wine has to be mishubad for that chov. On Palmer's review, when the money is owed to the Jew and they make it a lien on the wine, that the goy says, if you don't pay me, I could take the wine, then the goy is not scared to touch the wine. Why? because he knows he can get paid from the wine. They put a lien on the wine. But if they didn't put a lien on the wine itself, so the goy is going to be scared to touch it, even though he's owed money. That's Shmuel said. So the Gemara brought a ra'ayah. What's the ra'ayah? A Jew is working in a goy's house making wine, and he's making it b'tahara, and eventually he wants to buy it from the goy, but it's still in the goy's possession. So if the goy wrote a note to him and said, "Kabalti ma'ot," I'm considering as if I got paid already. So then we say it's mutar. What's the explanation why it's mutar? Because we're talking about it's sealed in the goy's house, and the Jew has the key. Because it's considered so, the goy's not going to touch it or do anything to it. Fine, but if the goy tells the Jew, "I'm not letting you in. I'm not letting you in until you pay me." So then already we say it's asud. So and the Gemara says, and not only that, there was a story in Beit Shean that happened, and the rabbis were all said. Now let's read this Rashi again. Zaya maaseh beBeit Shean ve'asru. Tekevan sheyesh lo malve al oto yayin. Right. Since he owes him money against that wine, and it's the Jew's wine, but he didn't pay for it yet, and the goy is not letting it out until he gets paid. My debeh avid. He can do whatever he wants to goy. Because you owe me money, so therefore to you pay me the money, I'm not giving you the wine. Aval milveh she'ena al oto yayin, but if it's a loan that's not leaned against the wine, kemi she'en lo alav chov dame, it's like there's no loan. Diktani desha halak kotev lo tkabalti mimichamaot mutar, v'achad yesh tu malveh dame ayayin alav, which means, over there, he owes him money, but since the money is not on the wine, we say it's mutar. Only when the money is connected to the wine, that's when we say it's asur, because the goy is not going to be scared to touch it. But in the first case, we say, I got paid for the wine. I consider I got paid. What about, let's say the wine costs $100. He says, it's about the most. Like, I made the wine, I consider I got paid. But you sold me $100. You owe me $100, stop. But it's not on the wine. Therefore, the goy is scared to touch the wine because the $100 that he owes him is not in wine, and therefore the first case is mutar. Second case is what? No, if he doesn't let him in, it's going to be asud. Oh, why is it going to be asud? So Gemara says, "Tama de'en manicho," it's only because he doesn't let him in. Ha manicho, but if the guy didn't get paid yet, and he is maniach, he allows the Jew to come in and take the wine, even though he didn't pay.
He's not connecting it.
He's not connecting it. Shari. Why? Even though he didn't pay him the money. What's the logic? Mikivan she'en ovid krim mahazik b'yayin b'mashkon alachov. Correct. Which means it's not collateralized. It's not collateralized. I'm not holding the wine against the money that you owe me. So simply, since it's not collateralized, he's scared to touch it. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Shema mina." We learn from over here. Melbe aloto yain b'ayinah. The only time it's going to be asud when the wine is collateralized against the loan. But the wine is not collateralized against the loan. The goy is scared to touch it. That's why in the Sefer case, it said, "En manicho." If the goy is not letting the guy in, then of course it's going to be asud. However, if he is maniachoto, if he is letting him in, it's mutar. Why? Maybe the goy is going to touch it. No, he's not going to touch it. Because since he didn't collateralize it against the wine, then what's going to be?
It's going to be that what?
Only when there was a milveh on the yayin in the board, that's when he's not scared to touch it. Otherwise, it's going to be asur. Okay, nafan lebor v'ala. The guy fell into the board. That was the case in the Mishnah. The goy fell into the pit, and then when he came out, so we said, "Why you cannot drink the wine? You can sell it, but." So Amar Papa Lo Shanu Ela, oh boy, Shala met. I mean, he died in the board. So he came up dead. He floated up. Aval Allah Hay Asur. But if he came up alive, Asur. Why? Because he's thrilled to be alive. A miracle happened to him. So what is he going to do on the way up? He's going to praise the Avodah Zarah. Amar Papa the Dame Alek Yom Edam. It's like a holiday for him. He's going to celebrate on the way up. He's going to make his kus for Avodah Zarah. And there you go, he's going to say the wine. So it's only mutar when he falls in if he comes up dead. Now she says, "Dedami alat kiyum edam v'azal modeh shenitzal u'mistama naschei ba'aliyato." He's going to make the suk on the way up. V'asur b'hana. Okay, what's the halacha on this over here? The Gemara says, "Okay, next case. Medado bekanel." Guy measured it with the stick. Kol elu haya ma'aseh va'amru yimacher. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon, we said, in these cases over here, is matir even to drink the wine. He holds that they didn't gozer on Jewish wine. Rabbi Shimon is the only gezerah v'yayin. This is on their wine. But on Jewish wine, touching it, measuring it, shaking it, no problem. They didn't make the gezerah hatnut on Jewish wine. Amar avada barava yanu cholol Rabbi Shimon benachot al rosho. All the blessings should go on the head of Rabbi Shimon. Why? Kishru matir, matir, afilu b'shtiyah. Ushu osir, osir, afilu b'ana. Rabbi Shimon has extremes. When he's matir, everything is mutar. When he's osir, everything is asur. Meaning, asur b'ana afilu. Amar v'chaya b'red abba, b'an nechmani amar v'chazda amar rab, v'amri la amar v'chazda amar zi'ini halakha, k'Rabbi Shimon, ikad amri amar v'chazda amar li, abba bar hanan, haki amar zi'ini halakha, k'Rabbi Shimon, v'en halakha, k'Rabbi Shimon. After all that, halakha doesn't follow the Bishimon, which we know that the Yayin Nesek applies even to Jewish wine. If the Jew does something to the Goy, does something to Jewish wine, then the Chalev is going to be Asur. Okay, last case in the Mishnah. Natal Habit Vezarka Bahamato de Bor Zeya Ma'aseh Vishiro. What did Goy do? He took a bor, he took a barrel, and he chucked it into the bor. Okay, so what's the issue of it? What can be the issue? That when he threw it in, it moved the wine in the bor. So it's the koach of the Goy throwing the barrel, causing the wine in the bor to move. But when they said what? No problem. Meaning what? After the shtiyah, even to drink. Kabbalah says, "Amar Rav Ashi, we have a rule. Kol shebezav tameh, anything that a zav can, a way the zav can make something tameh. How does a zav make something tameh? Stepping on it, touching it, even touching it. Ayyid devar acher. The zav, the snake, and all that makes it asur. So any way that a zav can make something tameh." Same way he can make yayin nesech, touching it, moving it, touching it indirectly. All those cases can be asur. Kosher mezav tahor, but anything that the zav does will be tahor. Be'oved kuchavim eno oseh yayin nesech. Be'oved kuchavim also doesn't make yayin nesech. Look at Rashi. Second line. Kosher mezav tameh lo ayin ravashe beset klal. Now, we're not talking about a way moving. Because by Zav, if the Zav moves it, it becomes, even if he didn't touch it. But that, by Yainez, that doesn't apply. We're discussing over here, Ela b'magal, the touching laws. He's trying to teach me that when he throws the barrel into the board, it's not going to be osir. Why? Any time a touching will be tamed by a zav kigon b'hamuran when he's touching, mamash, he's holding onto it. Ben biyado b'mekane, whether the zav's holding onto his hand or with a stick. She'im avin chavim zav. If the avin chavim was a she'im avin chavim zav, v'hayayin kli. Yeah, this is all gesaot. Okay, let's see the zayin. Let's get to the letters here. Kol zav b'mekanim osei yayin nesek. Lo ayin ravashi, ela zedikam kol im naga hazav bechli o be'adam. Good. If the zav touched the keli o be'adam, betameh bezav. Inameh kigon adam anogeya bezav. Or he touched the zav. Ben benogeya bezav. Mamash, fine nameh, kai. Okay, good. So what does that got to do with the wine? Similarly over here with the wine. Af yayin, go to the end of the Rashi. Af yayin shenaga bo avet chavim ben biyado b'mekane. The wine that touched the goy, either directly or through a stick or something like that. I say yayines. V'lekarim adar Rashi. I say toshu zav na mekane. Okay, we're not talking about heset. Heset means if the zav caused it to move without touching. If it caused it to move, that's called heset. We're not talking about that over here. The Amar of Hashem, the Ayel, Zika ben Mele'a ben Hasina Shari, v'dikvetem besu zav tameh. Why? Which means we learned above, if a goy is carrying an empty bottle of, a jug filled with wine, half empty. Right? And when he's walking with it, we said it's asur. Why? Because he's causing the wine to move. As he's walking, he's not touching the wine, but he's causing it to move. So that's asur. Correct? Mashe'ekem by Azav. I'm sorry. Rav Asher was the opinion that said mutar, if you remember. Rav Asher was the second opinion. Rav Asher said when you have a flask, whether it's filled to the top or whether it's half filled, when the goy is walking with it, it's mutar, as long as it's sealed. As long as it's sealed. Yeah, even though it's shaking. So it's even though by Azav case, if the Zav would do that and cause the wine to move, it would be tameh. So we're not discussing hesed. We're not discussing moving. We're discussing touching. So again, what's the Gemara's rule? The Gemara's rule over here is that if you touch the if a zav touches something directly, or he touches it with a stick, so the zav is going to be by yain is the same thing. Not coming out for us, the barrel. When he took the barrel over here, nothing's touching. He threw the barrel. The barrel's in the air. It landed in the board. Nothing's connected. He's not touching it now with his hands, nor is he touching it with a stick. That's why when he throws the barrel into the board, it's the tzahor. Even though it moved, but it moved. That would be like if the zav threw something, and that item touched somebody else, it doesn't matame. So that's a proof to the principle. Again, Amar Mashiach. Koshu b'zav tameh b'avod chavim osi yayin nesech. Koshu b'zav tahor b'avod chavim enose yayin nesech. Okay. Etive, we have a question of Huna. Rav Asher. Natal the habit of the kabbah on the board. It says if you took the our case, you took the board, the habit,
yeah,
and you threw it into the board. Zeya masuch amechshiro b'hamato in. So only if you threw it in anger. Shelo b'hamato lo. But it's masuch if you didn't throw it in anger, it's the iron is going to be asur. So what is your view? That if he throws an item into the board, shelo b'hamato, the wine is going to become azur. Azur. Even though for zav through something, it doesn't become tameh.
Right.
Which is, why did the Mishnah say dafka b'hamato? Only when he throws it in anger. Because we say anger is not any kavanah for nesek. He's so angry, he's just throwing the item. That's why it's okay. Mashma, if he knew what he was doing, not in anger, it would be yayinesek. Why? If a zav would throw something, it doesn't become tameh. And your rule was, follow the zav rule. The Torah says, "Hatam de kaazil mine umine." Okay, interesting case. The case is talking about where he's rolling it, which means he didn't throw it into the board. He's pushing it and he's pushing it and pushing it till he gets to the board. So if he's angry, so what are we worried about? We're worried about when he's pushing it. So he's not standing 20 feet away and just throwing it. Then everybody will say it's mutar. Whether he's angry, whether he's not angry, mutar. He's not coming into contact with the board. He's throwing something. But when you're rolling it, you're getting very close to the board. So the concern is what? That as he's getting closer and pushing it in, his hands might come and touch the wine. Look at the top of the sheet. The kazil mine mine shodech mitgalgel akri kol sha'al yedeh shu mitgalgel lo mirito lebor. Hekach shelo b'hamato lo. The haishinan dilma naga. Which is shelo b'hamato. I'm going to say, well, it's a problem. Because since he's doing it
calmly,
so we're worried about what? That he might come and touch it. Mashiach, when he's angry, what? So he says, "Dainu ha'avit chavim lo zarek et ha'chabit merachok, ela ho'nich oto v'gidgila kol ha'zman ad sh'tigagil otoch ha'bor." Then he says, "Shaf ha'pish lo nagab ha'chabit b'shach sh'nagab b'bor b'yayin sh'bebor." He wasn't holding on to the bow when it hit. V'kol makom hu etkarev me'od l'yayin. Lachen ha'yayin eno mutar ela m'shum shu zarek et ha'chabit b'chamato. V'lo hayta da'to miyushevet l'nasech. That's only pshat. He was angry, so even though he might have touched it, his mind was not on nisuch bichlal. But if he's doing it in a calm state, and he gets very close to the board, and he pushes it in, we're worried that since he might have touched it, and he's in a calm state where he's thinking of nisuch, therefore it's going to be a problem. So he says like this, Kefishit by Rashim Mefarish, Kashir Oved Kuchavim, Zorek Hefetz Otoch Yayin Mekarov, Hayayin Asurek Meshub Shenuch Shishivan Aga Biyayin. Kashir Zorek Menachok, there's no Hashash, the Kaulad, the Venashi Enon, Nim Sotrim, the Dvarab Nael. Shekashir Oved Kuchim Shofek Maim Letoch Yayin. Now we had the case with dilution. What do we say about when the goy pours the water into the wine, Hayayin Asurek Oved Kuchavim, Shekshek Otobe Kocho. It's not throwing. What are we holding throwing? Throwing, we're saying now is mutar. Throwing is mutar. No, that's not the case over here. The case was not throwing. The case is the way you rolled. When you're rolling it, you're getting close to the item, so your hand might have touched it. When you're in anger, we say it's coming out, was on the anger, and the touching means nothing. But when you're calm, and you're rolling it into the board, your hand might have touched it, and it's coming out, but throwing is nothing. Just like a zav doesn't mitameh by throwing, a goy is not mitameh by throwing either the ayin esek. So the question is, what are you talking about? So why in the case of pouring the water into the wine? Water into the wine, it's what? Zidika. You're pouring it into it. It's zorek. So they would, just like Zorek by Zab, it's not Mitame, the rule is, so Zorek by Yain, Esik should not be Menasek. So why did you tell me when the guy's pouring the dilution in, oh, it's causing it to move, so what? So the Fashim answer, that one like this. לאיר עוסק את הגמרא במקרה שהחפץ של הכובד הכוכבים עדיין היה מחובר אליו כשגע ביין. When you're pouring the water, there's a connection.
So you learn from that
water. Wait, there's a flow. That means the water that's hitting the wine, it's connected. Correct. And therefore, כוחו כזה נחשב כגופו. That's considered כגופו. ולכן הוא עושה את היין. That was just talking about stuff. He threw it in a barrel. The barrel's not connected out of his hands.
Right.
So therefore, in that case over there, that's the way we're going to make a chinuk. But when he's rolling the habit into the board, and he left it. Let's say, you see, he left it before it went into the board. That's not a problem. Ela, the hashash is that maybe his hands touched it. Oh, so I'm not going to be worried even if it did touch it in the case of anger, because his mind is not on. But when he's calm, then already you have to be watching. So that's the way they want to answer. There's a difference between kohol that's coming when it's attached, where it's not attached, it's a hashash, it might come to touch him, which is more lenient when he's doing it because, but not because will be a problem.